crazy, crazy stuff. It's Ira on Sports, True Oldie Channel. I'm Mike Balsamo. We do have Scott Howard Cooper on the line. Scott, thank you so much for joining us here on Ira on Sports.
How are you guys?
Doing great. Ira, what do you have for Scott?
Hey, Scott, thanks a lot for coming on Ira on Sports. I know you have a big book out. It's called Kingdom on Fire, about Kareem, Wooden, and Walton in the UCLA. I read this book, and it is tremendous. Learned so much. We have college basketball in 2 weeks, so good luck with the book, and thanks for coming on Ira on Sports.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and thanks for those kind words. It was a passion project. I really enjoyed doing this. I'm glad that energy comes through.
Well, you know, the one thing I saw from the book was that we think of John Wooden and all the titles, but he had been coaching a long time, and he really didn't like the star system. He wanted just role players. He'd make them into grade. He's worried about, you know, you joke about the grooming rules. He taught them how to put their socks on, their shoes on. He wanted players with even numbers like 11, so it wasn't too big. All these small little things, and then suddenly has this chance to get Jabbar, and everything changed.
He actually didn't want Lew Alcindor, Power Memorial Senior. Everybody knew that this guy was a superstar in the making. The UCLA athletic director, J.D. Morgan, basically had to order John Wooden to recruit him. Wooden was not only concerned about team play, the cohesion, and going against really trying to concerned with that star system that you mentioned, not wanting one guy. But he had also never really built a system around a center. They had just won national championships where their best players were guards, Gale Goodrich and Walt Hazard. And he was very unsure of himself. He did not have great confidence in himself as an X's and O's coach anyway. That was not what he considered his strength. But then when it came to adding something in like a center, he wasn't sure what to do. So there's no question. It was a difficult time for him. This guy that everybody was tripping over to get, he didn't want him.
Yeah, you said that he never even did recruiting trips, and he also didn't do scouting. He wanted his coaches at home at night with their families and not out scouting and doing recruiting. I have a lot of friends in college basketball. Trust me, they are not at home in bed at their families during the season. But you talked about Kareem was from New York, decided between St. John's, Columbia University, because you had to go to an Ivy League school, UCLA and Michigan, and he ended up going, you know, choosing UCLA over those schools, and just that whole idea, the decision of leaving New York and going out to UCLA.
That was the big thing, was that he was like a lot of teenagers. He wanted to be elsewhere. they get away from the overprotective mom, and he did not have a great relationship with his dad for much of the time. And he went out on his recruiting trip, and he was looking around like, can this be real? It was sunny, and everywhere he went, this is a guy from Manhattan. And everywhere he went in L.A. on campus, there was grass, and it was green. It wasn't covered in snow. And you're right. The other schools did appeal to him, but UCLA won him over because of the location and because at the time it was known as a liberal school, a progressive school, not in the political sense, but the fact that they had a lot of the prominent people on campus, the students, were black. That's something that really struck him. He saw Rafer Johnson on TV and found out that Rafer Johnson was a student body president at UCLA. And that's something that really sold him.
And then tonight, later, I'm going to advertise at 10 p.m. Eastern time, you have on ChaucerBooks.com, you're going to be talking to Gary Cunningham, and who was an assistant coach at the time. And I love the story that you had, is that people forget that in those days, freshmen could not play on varsity. They need to get acclimated. So here he is. He comes to UCLA as a freshman, and they have a game where Gary Cunningham coached the freshman team at Polyvillian Pavilion when it just opened the first time against the varsity. And again, Wooden was coaching the varsity, which is, you know, of course, won the national championship, and the freshman team with Lew Alcindor completely dominates. And you said that Gary Cunningham was afraid he was going to get fired because they beat the varsity by like 30 or 40 points.
Gary Cunningham told me that story, and I kind of gave a chuckle but really. And he says, no, really. He was genuinely concerned. He told his wife, I'm going to get fired before he even makes it to the regular season. I'm going to get fired. And he hid out in the locker room because he didn't want to have to come out and talk to reporters, because he felt like anything he said would have made John Wooden look bad. because not only was Wooden coaching the defending national champions, the varsity, but that was also John Wooden that at Pauley Pavilion. They were honoring coach, and then the freshman team goes out and runs them off the court, and it was a pretty staggering thing. And Gary Cunningham goes into work, whether it's the next day or a couple days later, he goes back into the office, and one of the secretaries says, Coach Wooden wants to see you. And Cunningham, oh, my, this is it. This is, you know, I probably should pack up before I go in there. And Wooden basically told him he was kind of glad what happened, not because it indicated that things were not great, that the varsity team would not be having a great season, but it showed him that one game, that exhibition game, the first game that had been played at Pauley Pavilion, showed John Wooden that Lou Elsendore and the rest of the freshman team was as good as advertised. That yes, they could do something really special once they reached the varsity.
And then Kareem, of course, had this great year at 56 points. So first of all, he played as a junior varsity. Could you imagine playing the junior varsity? It's like LeBron on the junior varsity team. And they were beating everybody by 50, 60 points. And then he goes on his first game, his first college game, 56 points. But he, unlike, you know, like many college athletes, he was depressed, he wasn't happy, wanted to think about going to the Globetrotters, going to Michigan State. And then he had a meeting with Sam Gilbert, and Sam sort of worked out the financial situation, as you pointed out in the book, and he was happy the remaining 3 years there at UCLA.
He found a business arrangement that made him comfortable. because Lou Elsendore at the time was like a lot of college students in that they're looking for a few bucks to put into the pocket, to go out with buddies, to take out a girl, to be able to go to a movie. Only he's got it worse because there's NCAA restrictions that most of his fellow students don't have to deal with as well. And he and Lucius Allen were looking to leave. And Kareem would later downplay it and said, it's just a frustrated teenager talking. He was a sophomore in college at the time. But Lucius Allen was very frank. He said, you know, we were out. We were gone. Lucius was looking at going home to the University of Kansas, and Kareem Lou Elsendore was looking at going to Michigan, a school he liked from his recruiting visit as well. And then suddenly one of the alums got Sam Gilbert involved. And as you mentioned, that's when things sort of turned back. And from that point on, there was a sense of permanence of Lou Elsendore at UCLA. He could have declared hardship and left school early, but stayed the entire 4 years.
Well, we've been talking to Scott Howard Cooper, author of Kingdom on Fire. He's going to be on at 10 p.m. tonight for ChaucerBooks.com. Talk with Gary Cunningham, one of the coaches at UCLA. So, Scott, I really appreciate you coming on and giving us some sort of insight. I loved your book, and we didn't get into the years about Wooden and Walton and everything like that, but it just was a great book, and it just gets people excited for March Madness and everything like that. So thanks a lot for coming on Iron Sports.
Thank you. I appreciate it.